is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Alongside former Badger and Packer Gary Ellerson, here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day, the Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. The Packers and Jaden Reed have agreed to a three-year, $50 million contract. $20 million in guaranteed money. It keeps him in Green Bay through the 2029 season. Joining me now is Badger and Packer Gary Ellerson. Good evening, Gary.
Good evening, Steve, the Homer True.
Steve, the Homer True. All right, so I'll read it again. The Packers and Jaden Reed.
Is that your name or no? I mean, I don't know.
I have only one name. I'm just like a soccer player. No, my name is Homer. I have no name other than Homer. Just Homer.
Just Homer. That's it. That's all you got?
That's all I got. My wife.
What did Nancy call you?
My wife will not call me Homer, but she's not on the radio show. In terms of my professional life.
What does she call you? Just curious.
She calls me
just
Steve.
Curious, what does
she calls
you?
Me Steve. By the way.
She does. Okay.
She was teaching in a class years ago, and a person said, "True. Are you Homer's wife?" And she said, "Yes." He said, "Can I call you Mrs. Homer?" She said, "Not today, not any day." Oh, so she has standards about in her professional life as well.
That's pretty good. That's a good story. That's a good story.
It's true.
Not today.
Not any day.
Not any day.
One ever asked her. It just happened once, which I was pretty disappointed in.
And that put the fire out right then and there. That was it.
I can't say, Gary, that I was surprised.
Everybody else knew.
That I was surprised to her response. She never listens to the show. I don't know that she's ever listened. She'll listen to Marquette once in a while, and
really?
She'll have a comment. Her comments to me have been very good.
Yeah.
Like, you need to do this or this. But in general, doesesn't have that much interest. When we were first going out to the radio, when I went to a radio station event, they called me strange. Actually, they called me slightly strange.
Wyatt Howe, and then we show up
at the party, and she walks in the door, and everybody goes, "Strange, how you doing?" She's like, "What? What is going on here?" That's more than you need to
know.
Who
are they talking to?
They're talking to me. And I was disappointed because I wanted to be the Falcon. That was my dream radio name. I was the guy who taught me radio said, "You got to have a nickname."
The Falcon.
Yes, because I want. How about this? Forget the Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. You're listening to the Falcon at night. Because I thought it'd be on in the evening, which I was when you started. How can you do better than that? Hey, Falcon, how you doing? Yeah. But they said I could not be Falcon. We don't do nicknames here. And so they gave me one, even though it wasn't.
And what was your first job? Was that in Peoria?
No, nope, New Richmond, Wisconsin. Right across the border from the Twin Cities.
New Richmond,
10,000 people.
Oh,
at that
goodness.
Time, there were more cows than county in the people. Yeah. More cows than people in the county.
Yeah, you were way up there.
I was way up there, and I was there for 2 years, and then I made the huge move to Alliance, Nebraska. You ever heard of Alliance, Nebraska? There's not a chance in the world. Now look
at it. Yes, I have.
You have?
I have. They're Cornhuskers fans up there.
Yes, they are. And the famous Don Beebe went to a small little school north of Alliance called Chadron State, and the city is spelled Chadron. No one knows it's Chadron. It's Chadron to anybody else unless you're there.
Yeah, not SH.
Correct. Yeah. So, all right, back 100%. To Jaden Reed.
Let's get to it.
All right, 3 years, $50 million. I guess the question would be, what does that mean about Watson or anything? I don't think that this is a lot of money by wide receiver standards. Is it? I'm going to... $20 million.
No, I would agree. I would 100% agree with you.
So at that price, I think they like a deal.
Well, go ahead and give the parameters of the deal. Do you have it? I'm sorry.
$50 million, $20 in guaranteed money, which is nothing. Nowadays, the recent ones, if it was 50, you'd expect 40. 3 years.
How many years?
Three years?
Yeah. Guaranteed?
No, just the $20 million is guaranteed.
So he gets the $20 million up front?
I would think so. I don't know that, but I would kind of think that.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount.
Strophy, is it $20 million up front or what?
That is correct.
He's probably punching buttons and stuff.
But the guaranteed, it doesn't matter if it's today or it's next week, you're guaranteed the $20
million. Well, it doesn't matter.
It could be a signing bonus.
Guaranteed. Right. I want to know it was guaranteed because that lends and go to what you say. I don't think that's a lot of money.
Yes. No, the $20 million is guaranteed. That's I have that for sure. But yes, it used to be that fit, and then we would say, look, at the $50 million doesn't mean diddly. The only thing that matters is that's guaranteed. Well, now, recently, the guarantee has been getting bigger and bigger. Like, I got to go back and look at these other big ones. They were like $100 million and 85 was guaranteed. So...
Yeah, that's a lot of. Well, that's not a lot of money in today for us.
At $20 million in guaranteed money,
that steals.
I could cut him after a year.
That still lends itself that you still can sign Watson and you still can sign Reed. Now, Watson is going to command a lot, and so you got to bargain with Reed and Tucker Kraft. Both of those guys. I hate to say it, Homer, but both Watson and Tucker Kraft could be in the top three of their positions.
Well, and it could mean that they aren't willing to offer big money to Christian Watson, too. Right?
No, I think they will because they don't have another one. Now, we won't know that until the draft tonight, but right now, they don't have another dude like him. They need Christian Watson and Tucker Kraft, because I think they work off each other in that, you could do all the underneath stuff that you want to with Kraft, and that allows, I think, Christian Watson to get deep. So I think they work hand in hand together, but I think both of those guys will at least be in the top five at the pay scale at their position.
And they may have offered Watson the same, and he said no.
It's a fluid situation. It's all going to change.
Yes. But that to me, and the amount of money they're giving, I'm not sure that. By the way, he had 1 year left, so I think he's technically with the team.
Can you do me a favor? Where does that put Reed right now, as far as the top paid receivers in the NFL? That new contract is it out?
I would guess
out there
100th. No, 25th.
Right now?
I think 20 of 52. He got $20 million. That's it. You can cut him after this year.
If you know what those numbers are, depending on what everybody else has got, that puts in perspective of how much money he really got and where you measure him, let's say St. Brown of
Detroit. He got like 100 and I think 75 or 80 was guaranteed.
And to me, when you start slotting guys in, that's where it puts in line of what guys are really making and how much money that they really got. Because when we hear, $20 million or $50 million guaranteed, you may not know what everyone else is making.
In terms of annual average value, Jaden Reed comes in 29th in the NFL.
Right. And I want to emphasize,
not a lot of money.
No, that's not the point either. Okay, we want to know guaranteed money, the amount of guaranteed money, because that determines how long you have a player. As I said, I can easily cut him after this year, and I'm at $20 million.
Well, you're talking about a whole different deal. Like, you're talking about cutting him, and that's not going to happen.
It could.
They're not going to cut him.
Well, it could.
Not.
With the guaranteed money could. That low.
I understand.
All right.
It lends itself to that. I'm not saying you're wrong, but they're not going to cut him after 1 year. Not going to happen.
Right, but.
You don't give a dude $20 million.
Yeah, you do. That's it. That's my point. $20 million is so low. You do. You give it $20 million so that you have the chance to leave.
He's tied for 38th in guaranteed money.
Right.
At wide receiver.
38th?
Yeah.
That means he's not even a number one.
Tied with Rashad Bateman at $20 million.
I rest my case. Now,
no, your case is good and rested. But the Packers are, I'm just telling you from a football standpoint, Packers are not walking away from Jaden Reed next year.
Because he's good. But my point is, they have the chance. That's why most people wouldn't have signed this contract. Does Watson have 1 year left too? Yeah.
Because we're debating, you and I are debating something right now, and we do this every week. Can I give you a feather in your cap?
Yes. You can do whatever you want. I'll say thank you.
Two things can be true.
But one is more important than another. Okay, you say you have money in the bank account, true, and I say, no, I got $1 million in the bank account. The million in the bank account is way more important than the other one. So you mentioned
I'm debating with you is they're not walking away from Jaden Reed.
Right.
Next
I would
year
say probably
after this year's season.
But I think what
that's
should,
what we're debating.
Right. And we're not, they're probably not. But I'm telling you,
ain't no
what's
problem
important
not. They're
is,
not walking away right, from Jaden Reed
they're
next
not
year.
You're correct. But I'm amazed that he agreed to a contract with such little guaranteed money. That's what I'm amazed at.
Fine.
So, and I think that Watson, is Watson on the final year just like Reed? Yeah. So they may have offered him the same deal. You know what Watson said?
No.
Ain't no. They have to offer him money.
They could offer him the same deal, but precedence has already been set with the kid. Who's the kid from? Was that the Indianapolis kid?
Right.
They just got paid.
Yeah, Alec Pierce you're referring to.
That's where the money lies.
But I'm saying
Watson.
Reed just got $20 million guaranteed. What are they going to have to give Watson? 40?
Alec Pierce got 60.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the deal.
Average value of 28.5.
That's the deal.
It's hard to imagine Reed signing the contract for that little. His agent had to say, that's the best we got. I mean, that's peanuts.
Fine. I'm not disagreeing with you if it's peanuts. But well, I mean, but it's not peanuts to me, and it's not peanuts to you, and it may not be peanuts to Jaden Reed.
Clearly not.
$20 million. Yes. I'm just saying, Homer. $20 million is generational money.
Yeah, but you got an agent.
Yeah.
You had an agent. Your agent would have said, "You're Gary Ellison. We ain't signing for no $20 million guaranteed.
I'll play my final
year here and take my chances on the free agent market."
When you've already been hurt, and been out, you got to take the money when you get it. Sometimes you don't have that.
So you, as an agent, you would have told him to take it.
Absolutely. Well, as an agent, I say, here's what I got. What you think you should do? It's always up to the player.
No, I know.
Your agent works for you.
I know, but the agent, if I'm a player and I have an agent, it's good. I'm going to do whatever he says. He knows this better than I do.
Well,
not
even that. If you have a conglomerate behind you with your agent,
right?
And conglomerate means that if they have finance people, if they have investment people, if they're doing 401ks, they put the whole thing on paper and go, you'll never go broke with $20 million.
Right.
Trust
but they're going to say whether you can get more. That's the way it always is.
I understand that, but it may not be out there. But the long term is they sit you down and they tell you, you'll never go broke with this.
And I can tell you what I tell you. That's nice. Can I get more?
I understand.
How much more do you think I can get if I don't do it? No one should be against this.
Then you weigh in.
Correct.
If I'm going to get hurt or not on my last year when I'm just coming off two surgeries from last year.
I mean, no Packer fan, this should be our Discount Liquor Twitter poll question, no Packer fan should be against this deal because by today's standards, Jaden Reed signed for nothing.
Yes.
You agree with that?
Well, I'm not
that
doing
the
nothing.
Question?
I'm not doing
you
it.
Say?
You're so overreactionary,
He's 39th! There are 32 teams.
That's not $20 million, not nothing money, man.
If everybody else is getting more, I think it's nothing.
It doesn't matter. $20 million is not nothing money.
As usual, you make it better. We should put up all Packer
fans. You're killing me.
Every Packer fan should be for the contract because Jayden Reed just signed for the 39th highest paid wide receiver contract according to Guaranteed Money.
And lay the money out. You need to put the money in there what he's getting.
By the way,
nobody's going to agree with you.
I have to get your opinion on this. All my producers have always had a nickname, and I'm thinking of Strofe as CT for caretaker because he's in charge of an old man, and periodically he's got to say, excuse me, old man, you can't tell us that story again. You've told us 10 times. Or
my old man sounds a little stuffed up. You all right in there? You need a little Mucinex or something?
Yeah, he does.
I just got a cold.
He does.
I'm 100%.
You got a cold?
You take
a nap today? You're working overtime today, pal.
I did not take a nap. I fell asleep. I was watching the draft on ESPN, and I fell asleep.
Well, the draft hasn't started yet, Homer.
No, they have the people that are talking about the draft.
Oh, you're watching draft coverage.
Day. Of course, yes. So
you did fall asleep.
I did fall asleep.
Are you feeling any better?
No different. Nope. We had a good day today in Bar Dice and Saz's, so I'm feeling very good about that.
Yeah. How many
rounds? Not one person there. I won, I think, 8 or 9 chips. Not one person there asked about or felt any need to say, do you have a cold?
Well, yeah, you're at a bar. You're not with somebody that cares about you like
they
me.
They are. This is a very...
My job is literally to care for you. I am the caretaker. CT.
No.
I'm worried about you.
Caretakers do not care. They have a job.
To care.
Well... No, I don't know that you care. It's a job.
It's in the title, Homer.
Okay, all right. I may have to give you another nickname.
I don't need anybody to care for me.
I can take care of myself.
Can I ask
an
obvious
part of
question
my, what do they say? It's part of my baby, or whatever.
Do whatever you want, Gary. It's your show.
We're missing a part out here. Did you fall asleep at the bar, or what?
Excellent. You should be a reporter. No, of course I did. Mean, We're playing bar dice. I'm not falling asleep. I had to leave, and then I went home, and I was watching draft coverage, and I just fell asleep. Okay. As what happens when you're old, you can fall asleep at any time of the day. Do you have any follow-up you'd like? You could be a good reporter.
That was a follow-up. What do you mean?
You don't have a follow-up to that? Like, what time did I miss? Did I nearly miss the show? I did.
Have you ever overslept?
Maybe, but... Very, very.
What do you mean by you almost missed the show? I noticed you weren't here at 4:50.
I fell asleep, and my wife woke me up at about 4:13.
Oh, my goodness. So you raced over there.
I didn't race. I got here, what, 2 minutes before? There are so many construction hassles.
On the way there.
Would you have been late had your wife not woken you up?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd say, make sure to wake me up if I don't get up. So I take some... credit for that not occurring. Otherwise, yeah, she'd have just gone about.
You're
a very
lucky man.
Wait, well, he is.
No, I mean I am, but she's the luckiest woman in the world, and I've said that many times.
Nan's a great gal.
She didn't believe it. When I was younger, but now that she has met other men, and I say you don't realize how crazy men are. I mean, I'm sure she feels better now that she didn't marry Vrabel.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
How about that?
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. Why'd you do that?
Because men are crazy. I didn't say they're bad. They're just crazy. I'm not crazy like that. I got.
Well, that wasn't. Maybe Diana is crazy.
What?
Maybe Diana is crazy.
That too?
Okay.
Could be.
Two things can be true.
Oh, yeah. No.
If you name your son Michael, that there's something strange about
that. I would agree. Yes, if their relationship has been going on that long. I don't know how long it's been going on. I am not.
Right.
But if they have a little something going to name your child.
You name your child Michael.
Right. And I can tell you this.
And call him Mike.
If I was her husband and found out, I get a divorce that day. That day. Dude, it's over. Next. Talk to me later. What's the next part? I don't know. I'm not married. Come on. Right? Well, there's a limit. Like, for example, on my limit theory, okay? Like, to be in a Hall of Fame, I think you have no right to ask people to be a certain character, but you can't have a felony. I don't think you can put a person in the Hall of Fame who's a felon. That's my standard. Now, you may have a different one. Someone else may say, no, it's got to be murder. If you've killed someone, you can't be in the Hall of Fame. And whenever you get in, and if you break my rule of you can only be so bad, they put it underneath. And that initially, but not anymore, because whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Real quick.
Yes.
Are we going to
move on?
No. Are we going to take any calls on the Jaden Reed contract?
Yes. In fact,
too big, too little, too small,
and in fact, that last stroke. What we need is another or a group, a couple wide receivers that have $20 million in guaranteed money in their contract. To find out where he fits. How about that? And it has to be someone in which it happened recently. Because, as I said, recently, then a percentage of the total money being guaranteed has gotten significantly higher. I mean, we talked about this. Somebody asked your contract. You go, there's no reason to even tell you that amount of money. It's just all made up. Tell me how much is guaranteed.
The then guaranteed money is the money,
right,
Homer?
And the more you're guaranteed,
now,
the greater they have a responsibility to keep you, because as you said,
you.
They don't want to give up and give away all that money,
right? And obviously, if you're like Homer, you think he's going to get cut next year, and anybody can,
right?
But then it comes down to that 1 year of how much is that contract you're going to get paid next year,
right? I agree totally with that. I should say
to me, it's $20 million plus. Yeah. The contract, the 1 year contract.
Yeah, that's nothing. That's his last year's probably.
That's the total number.
Yes. And you're right. That limits the possibility that they're going to cut him.
So,
but I would say this.
Maybe $30 million.
Yeah,
maybe he makes $30 million in 1 year.
Yeah. Watson ain't taking less than, what did you say, Pierce got 60? Oh, Watson
ain't.
That's
what he's doing. Yeah.
He ain't taking less than.
Rightly so.
50. Well, he's had some injuries, huh? How much, if you were the Packers, would you be willing to give Watson?
I'm going to come in at probably 35.
Yeah, and I'm his agent. Excuse me. Don't waste my time, sir.
And as you should. But I'm coming in at 35.
Because I got to figure, what can I make if I just become a free agent? And
See, all these guys, not all these guys, but if you look at Watson and Reed, they have injury concerns, and is a concern for them, for Watson and his team.
I have a greater concern for Watson than Reed.
And so,
but I don't know
when
that's
you
accurate.
Bet on yourself,
yes.
When you bet on yourself, I don't have a problem with that. But you better damn make sure that you're playing 17 games.
Excellent point. That's why they probably wish there was a live football tour, so they could get some big money.
Yeah. Those guys spending big money in Live.
I just want to let you know that if there had been a Live radio tour and they were interested in me, I'd be
You'd
gone.
You'd be gone a long time ago.
I'd be
ago.
Gone.
Oh, a long time
I'll do it from the North Pole.
Yeah, you would.
In the cold with a space heater.
All right, so do we have a question for the people?
Yes. I think.
Are we taking a phone call next segment or no?
Yeah, we always take phone calls. 1-800-990-3776.
What question are we asking the people?
Are you happy that they gave Jaden Reed? But see, to me, people have to, before they call in, I don't want them to call in and not understand. They got him for literally nothing.
Fine. You said that 100 million
right.
times.
Right. So how do we want to add people? Whatever
but
your
see,
opinion is on Jaden Reed, I don't want to influence.
Fine. There you go. Let's you go.
See, if you have an opinion on the Jaden Reed signing, let us know. 1-800-990-3776. Just call Gary. The two of you can work it out. I will just listen. Next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Fisco Auto Body, they're really good on Forest Home and Franklin. How can they be really good? Because that's what they do. It's a family business, owned since 1931. It's not what they do. It's who they are. And the Fiscos still own the company, which means the Fiscos are still working on your car, which means how many years do you think they've been working on cars? That's one of the reasons they're so good. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home and Franklin. Expert workmanship guaranteed for the life of your vehicle. Any damage, Fisco has you covered. Here's how it works. If you haven't listened, you do. You go to Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. You go there, you love it, and then eventually you think, I should probably thank Homer. Yep. Fisco, 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 to remember the name. Guaranteed money for Jaden Reed, $20 million. Just to give you an idea of where that fits, the highest amount for a wide receiver, $120 million. Alex Strofe just mentioned Pierce at Indianapolis. He is the sixth highest at $84 million. And Jaden Reed just got a contract with $20 million. Dustin in Menominee Falls, you are on 94.5 ESPN, the Gary Ellison Homer Hour. Let her fly.
Hey, howdy. Thanks for taking my call. This is the perfect contract for the Packers and for Reed. He is a solid number two. Golden gets to grow into that number three position. And Watson, whether he takes number one money or he plays it out, you know, I think we got our top three receivers lined up, ready to go this year. I just got a question. Who's the receiver going to go in the middle in the slot? Who's going to be the guy who can take the big hit and hold on to the ball? Because we know Kraft can, but who's the receiver that's going to do it? So that's why I'm kind of curious, because I was trying to think, you know, what routes did Reed run last year? What did Golden run when he was finally in? You know, that's my big question, Mark.
Well, Reed is your slot guy. He's your move guy. He's your Swiss Army knife guy, so to speak, along with Savion Williams. But Reed is your slot guy. He's the St. Brown of the offense. Now, he can play multiple positions, but when everybody's is right, Watson's going to be your X and Reed is going to be your Z. And Tucker Kraft is going to be your Y. And Golden's going to be somewhere there in between. And so I think that's how it's going to hash out for next year. But I think the problem that the Packers have, to me, is that when you went and got rid of Dontavian Wicks, that left you a little void at your depth at those positions.
Anything else? Justin, you still there?
No, I'm here. Yeah, you bet. No, I'm curious what the Packers will do day two here. What they're going to get at 52 or if they move up.
That's not moving up. There's not a chance in the world. 0% chance. I think they'll likely move down. The problem with him moving down is this is a very weak draft, so there's no reason to really want extra picks this time. I would expect they'll stay. And remember, the pick they have was the pick they used years ago to take Greg Jennings. So you can get somebody good. Xavier McKinney, by the way, has $23 million in guaranteed. And he signed his contract a little while ago. Zach Tom, 26. Aaron Banks, 27. Jordan Love. Around $100 million. I'm not sure if it's new full or new total. I don't know what the difference of those. One is 89, one's 149. Micah Parsons is 111. So, they got $20 million guaranteed. And what will it take? Here's the question for Gary Ellison. What will it take in guaranteed money to get Christian Watson?
I'm with Strofe. It's the Pierce deal. That's the deal they're working off on.
I'm just telling you,
that's the deal that you're working off of.
Yeah, it's sixth. That's sixth best in the league. All right.
That's the number. But what did Pierce do? I mean, I don't know. Strofe, what was Pierce's numbers compared to Watson's numbers?
He had over 1,000 yards, but I'll work on that for you.
Yeah, I mean.
This year, 84 catches for 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, targeted 84. 47 catches for 1,000 yards, 21 yards, 6 touchdowns. That'd be something Watson could do, right? That was his fourth year. It was the first year over 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to look up if I find Christian Watson. Yeah, I wouldn't. He's hurt too much to give $60 million. I'm at
Well, I mean, you might lose him. Right, and you pay guys on potential, and they don't have anybody else on the roster that can do what he does, Christian Watson. That's why he's going to get paid. But the deal that they're working off on is the Pierce deal. Now, I think he should come in a little bit below that, but I'm not. I never want to look into anybody else's paycheck because that's not what I do, because I want the players to get all the money they can get because the owners have all the money that they have. They got the money that can pay it. So Watson deserves to be somewhere close in that Pierce deal if you're looking for some sort of guidance of what relations that they've had.
All right, this last year, Watson, 35 catches, 611 yards, averaged 17.5, had 6 touchdowns. So not as good as Pierce, but, I mean, not even close, 600 versus 1,000.
Yeah.
But he was only in 10 games. The year before, he was in 15. We would be great negotiating against each other. And I'd love it.
And we wouldn't.
We're talking. Yeah, sure we would. We'd be fine.
No, we wouldn't be great. You know why we wouldn't be great?
Why?
Because you wouldn't have any players.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. Yes.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't have any players.
You would be just like an agent. No, I decide what players you wouldn't have any players.
You lowball everybody. No, and you have no players, and you end up having just average dudes.
No,
you have no players.
I would not
because you'd be like you. You know who you'd be like?
Uh oh, I don't think I want to hear this. Go ahead.
No, Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones pays his players insane amounts. He's not smart. He was when he had.
Thank you very much. You'd be like Jerry Jones.
Now, Bob, you know who else was really nice to players? Bob Harlan.
You'd be like Jerry Jones, who thinks that he's paying the guys a lot of money, and he is, but he then ends up penny pinching when the times comes to pay certain players.
Oh, yeah, that is to certain players.
And then he ends up letting them go.
Because we disagree on how good that player is.
Correct. That's why they haven't been to a Super Bowl since Troy Aikman.
Wow. That's a good question. That you think that's why. John in Milwaukee, you're on with Gary Ellison. When you and Gary have a conversation, I'm not allowed to talk, so take it away.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. I believe I kind of agree with Homer in you're getting Jaden Reed at a song for $20 million, so you can decide if you want to keep him, but it makes it easy to release him. You talk about Christian Watson like he's elite and he's good, but would you guys be wanting to pay somebody if they were on another team and he's played, what, 5 years in the league, has never had a complete season in any of those, and hasn't even gotten over like 700 yards in any of those seasons?
Yes, his high season is, and I'm not, hold on, his high season is 620. The last year he had 611 in only 10 games. So,
right, 10 games. There's 7 other games that need to be played. That's my point.
Can I interrupt for 1 second, Gary?
Of course. Yeah. It's your show.
No, Homer. Not when Gary talks to somebody. I have to ask. You want to bet, John, on how many yards he'll get this year. Christian Watson has never had more than 620. I'm going with 800. I guarantee you Christian Watson will have over 800 yards. I don't know what I'm allowed to bet or not bet.
Breakfast yeah, but that doesn't equal to Pierce's money.
No, right. I mean, I'm not giving him Pierce's money. Pierce is getting 60. I'm willing to go about 40. But my point is, as you have taught me, just so you know, I'm not a penny pincher, he's worth more than his current numbers because I'm anticipating those numbers to go up. And I'll pay that.
What makes you believe that they're going to go up to that degree?
Because he did it
that
in 10 games.
Stay healthy.
Hold on. If he plays instead of 10, 14, that'll get him to 800.
Right. 14, 9, 9, 15, 10. I think that's what those are the number of games he played. Right.
He had 620 in 15 games. Hold on. This is about our bet. He had 620 in 15 games 2 years ago. Last year, he had 611 in 10 games. Tell him, Gary. Tell John. Come on. That's not two same seasons. Unless you think he's going to play only 10 games every year, talk to him, Gary.
What is the line of receiving yards that makes a receiver elite in a season? What do you want?
Pierce is not elite, though. So,
no, I'm asking you what you say.
I'd say a thousand yards, but
I think it's skewed because contracts are being compared to other contracts of guys that are like you. And right now, the Pierce contract is in line with Christian Watson. And not only is it in line, but it's also, if you look at what they do and what they mean to their teams. Right now, Christian Watson, whether you like it or not, he is the number one target for the Green Bay Packers. He's their number one receiver.
True.
And that's the situation they're in. Yeah. 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 And that means something. Right. So you got to pay for that. It may not be your number one receiver. He may not be Michael Irving. But he's the Packers.
By the way, in discussing Pierce, these are just stats to help both of you in your conversation. Pierce game 16, 17, 16, 15. And last year, over 1,000, and the year before, 824. And in both years, over 20 yards per catch. Use that however you wish.
And he's playing every game. Every game or close one. Yeah. Not half. Yeah. Not half the game.
But I think Christian Watson, he's
great and fast, and he can catch. Yes.
Yeah.
But he can't seem to stay healthy and on the field. And availability is the best ability.
Yeah, but aren't we always paying guys on their potential?
Well, that's what gets you into problems.
I mean, you get no. The problem that you get into is paying guys, and what the Packers don't do when they're older and they can't do it anymore. Packers never do that. That's why I always let guys go before their time. That's the issue. So you have to look at the Packers' structure on how they do things. They'd rather pay you when you have potential to reach the potential than pay you when you have no more potential left.
All right, we're going to take a break here. It's hard to believe we're behind. By the way, they were in the same draft. Christian Watson was pick number 34 in the second round. Pierce was pick 53 in the second round, right where the Packers are picking today. Would I be happy if they picked a Pierce at 52? Hell yes. What do you say, Gary?
Let's talk about who the Packers are going to pick here in about an hour or so.
No, we're going to do that next, just to get your early thoughts. Because we're done in 20 minutes. Next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The Gary Ellison Homer Hour, the Jewelry Center, one of Gary's great partners. Take it away, Packer and Badger. Just so you know, you're not former Badger and former Packer. You're one forever.
What am I?
You're Packer and Badger Gary Ellerson.
So you believe there's never a former?
Exactly.
Is that where you're going with this?
Yes. When you're it's something special, like that, you're Packer and Badger Gary Ellerson. Yes.
So you always go on that because everyone always says former when you're done playing.
Because if it's somebody great, James Lofton.
Yeah.
He's not former Packer. No. And in fact, if I said that to him, he would say that. After a game or a practice, when a reporter said to him, Jim, how do you feel like you played? And he turned and looked as only could. He goes, Jim? So the same way. And you deserve the same tribute as James Lofton, not that you were as good, because it is special to be a Packer. Now, Badger, maybe not the same degree because I'm a Badger, too, and there's no way. I'm a former Badger.
Yeah. Well, let me talk about good friends over at the Jewelry Center. Hey, guys, if you're ready to make that next step and propose, your first stop needs to be the Jewelry Center, whether you're looking for naturally mined or lab-grown diamonds. They've got options that fit your style and your budget. And if you don't know exactly what kind of ring she wants, no problem. If she's got a Pinterest board or a few ideas saved on her phone, bring them in. The team at the Jewelry Center will help you turn those ideas into a perfect ring, no pressure, just real expert advice. Learn more at shoptjc.com or stop in at one of their four locations in Greenfield, Brookfield, Burlington, and now their new location in Mequon. Home team, you want to talk about who the Packers are going to take?
Yes, I want to hear from you. Take it away.
Well, I don't know. They got to go cornerback, right? And I know that's chalk, but they need more corners.
They do, but Brian Bulaga is very worried about the offensive line.
And I'm very worried about the offensive
line,
too.
Brian Bulaga does not normally jump out that strong on something. And if he says they need offensive line help that badly, I'm going offensive line with the first pick. And then cornerback with the second.
Okay. The first pick will be a cornerback. And here's the only thing that has me wavering on the Brian Bulaga issue.
And if it went the other way, cornerback then offensive line, I can live with that.
I think that's where it's going to go.
All right. Okay.
Because there are a lot of corners out there right now that have a grade of first round. There are not a lot of offensive linemen that have a grade of first round. I think there was only two corners picked, and Strophy probably knows the exact number, but I believe there was only two corners picked in the first round. And I believe there's at least three corners with the first round grade right now. And I don't know if there's any linemen right now.
All right, the number one cornerback is Colton Hood out of Tennessee. And he'll be gone by the time the Packers pick. And higher than that is Jermaine McCoy, but then he was hurt all last year and didn't play. So he's got an injury.
That's
issue.
Okay.
Because he would have been gone for sure.
And that's my point. There are a lot of cornerbacks that with first-round grades that have not been taken.
I think there's another one versus here, Avion Terrell from Clemson.
Yes,
he's also right about – these are low first-round, 27.
Right. So that leads me to believe that it's going to be a cornerback over an offensive lineman.
We have Chase Besantis from Texas A&M, offensive lineman. There's another cornerback there, too. D'Angelo Pons, 38.
Yes. See?
Let's see.
And the professor, and I know the professor, I like him a lot.
He's
an Iowan. But they need corners, and they need corners back. Right. And like I say, the only thing that question is the Zach Tom injury didn't know anything about. So that gives them a sense of urgency to really take an offensive lineman. So I don't disagree with it. But the grades right now at corner are so high is that you're going to get a better corner at that second-round pick than you would if you were an offensive lineman. Does that make sense
in the third round, the only guy you could consider to me in the second round might be from Iowa, Jennings Dunker. But then the other one you could get in the second round, third round, would be a center from Iowa, Logan Jones. But, there are more.
So you're right. So the Jermaine McCoy – the Avion Terrell, Colton Hood.
Yep.
I happen to like the kid out of Ohio State. Can't pronounce his name, but it is Davidson Agabushin.
Yeah, I don't know if I have him.
Strophy, is that
yes, him? Yes, it is. I got it here. He's number 68. Davis Igbinison. And the complaint on him is he has too many penalties, but they like everything else.
Well,
they all do. By the way, can you answer this question for me?
Yes, sir.
How did Ohio State lose? Like, in the draft, they have three of the top five. They have four of the top 10 in the country in the draft.
You know, and I will tell you this, Homer. Back in 1984, I believe it was, we had three guys go in the first round.
Right.
Richard Johnson, Darryl Sims, and Al Toon.
Al Toon was number 11.
And at that point, it was unheard of for a school who had only won seven games have three guys go to the first round.
But I'm talking.
It can happen.
I know. I'm talking three of the first five.
I understand. I understand.
Four of the first 10.
I understand.
That's bad coaching.
Indiana had the magical season that has something that you couldn't stop.
All right.
But there you go. There's my pick. It's a cornerback with the first pick in the second round because the value is there the offensive lineman. I don't even think he's an offensive lineman. I think the second pick will
defensive lineman.
A pass rusher.
Oh, yeah, yeah, add your defensive lineman. All right, the final thoughts.
And I think the third pick, whoop, this is my final thoughts.
We got one more segment. You got to save something for the next segment.
All right, come
segment.
On yes. back.
It'll
come
be
on
quick,
back.
But it's next.
Next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Tune in to the new season of Behind the Bucks podcast on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. They don't talk about my obsession to getting Marcus Johnson in the Basketball Hall of Fame next year, but it's still good.
Be.
Presented by Gallagher, yep. Your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Bucks versus the World, narrated by comedian Charlie Behrens, reveals the untold story of the 87 McDonald's Open, which the Bucks became the first NBA team to take on the best national team in the world, the Soviet Union. I thought the Soviet Union was good, and someone said, Homer, do your work. What do you mean? Bucks led by 48 points in that game at one point. Oh, okay. Maybe I oversold the Soviets. In this game, before the Dream Team, the long-forgotten tournament globalized the game of basketball. Of course, most people, if you're my age, would love to have anything that shows the Ruskies getting whooped by Americans. They were evil. Did you believe they were evil?
Who's that?
The Russians, the Ruskies.
Yes. Yeah. Come on, everybody.
Fine. Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. I saw a documentary on the Russian hockey team, and I want to apologize to them. They were
all right. Here we go, Homer. We got the music going.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers will take the position of cornerback pass rusher.
And who do you like
tonight?
Which cornerback do you like? You'd like the Ohio State kid?
Yeah, I like the Ohio State kid, but you never can take a name with the Packers because you never know what the Packers are going to do. So whoever they had in for a visit that's a cornerback, maybe that's who they take. Okay. But most certainly it's a cornerback and it's a pass rusher. I think then they address the offensive line tomorrow.
And nicely done. We're on for 4 hours, Gary. If you have a free moment and you want to participate in any way and add, you can call in as Phil from Whitefish Bay or...
Yeah, Badger, nobody asked Packer. Me to come on the show, so I'm gonna slide out.
What?
Yeah, I'm not in.
I just asked you to come on the show.
No, it's
is that too late?
Yes.
Oh, that's how Badger Packers
work. I got other work.
Oh,
I got
yes. other work. Yeah, right. Okay.
Got a few.
I want to get you on next year's show. Are you good for next year's show? Is that soon
yeah,
enough?
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Admit
highest
you're,
bidder, Homer.
Admit, you're assuming I'll forget by then that I ever said
the highest
this.
Bidder, Homer.
Yeah.
Taught me well.
Going Jade Reed
well.
On. No, you're not going Jade
the
Reed.
Bidder.
You're going Christian Watson.
Well.
I just asked you to be Jade Reed, and you laughed at me. Thanks, Gary. Four hours of the draft. Now, actually, they start picking at 6 tonight instead of 7.
Yeah.
Now, they had 8 minutes last night. What is it tonight? 5? All right. To honor Gary Ellison... to the draft show in progress.